Good morning. Welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. I'm Pastor Zach. It's Thursday, and heaven is still speaking. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, a day that was not promised, but a day that you've given us. We declare this day be filled with blessings, miracles, and favor. We pray, God, for a divine relationship with you, and that there would be supernatural support. Forgive us for trying to carry things alone. Lead us to the right people who reflect your heart. And God, when our hearts are overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that's higher than us. God, protect our minds, guard our hearts, and keep us daily. And for this, we give you praise, glory, honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's topic is the mind is a battlefield, but victory is promised. We're coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says we can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude. We capture like prisoners of war every thought and insist it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. The man mind is a battlefield. Oftentimes we have these two voices speaking to us. And we got to ask the question, whose voice are we listening to? And we got to refuse to listen to, I like what my wife calls it, demonic chatter. I call it insidious whispers. Point one is this: thoughts can become strongholds if left unchecked. You got to check your thoughts. In the Bible, there are 10 spies in Numbers chapter 13, Old Testament. Amen. 10 spies. And with these 10 spies, amen, 12 actually went out, but 10 went out in fear. Fear dominated their minds, and it cost a generation their promise. If you don't capture your thoughts will capture you. So it's so important that you monitor your thoughts. Monitor your mental gates, like it depends on your life, because guess what? It does. But just because the thoughts are loud doesn't mean they're true. You hear thoughts. I see often, I don't know if you remember the good and bad angel that was back portrayed in cartoons when a person had to make a decision, and you hear one voice saying something good, one voice saying something else. Just because the thoughts come don't mean they are true. Point two is this: you have divine authority over mental battles. Just as you see that good and bad voice that speaks, you have authority to shut it down. Look what Jesus did in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4. In the wilderness, he fought against the enemy using the word of God. You have power to speak back to what's speaking to you, and speak back using the word of God. The word of God is a weapon, and it's your weapon. Use it to rewrite the narrative that's replayed in your mind. What does the word of God say? And as you fight, don't forget the outcome has already been declared. Victory is already yours. Point three, victory isn't just promise. It's already paid for. I don't know if you remember back there at the cross, where Jesus declared it is finished, when which he said the debt is paid in full, that I have already taken care of everything. He did it at the cross. It is finished, which includes your peace of mind. You don't fight for victory. You're fighting from a place of victory. I want you this day to anchor your thoughts in what Jesus already declared for you. Anchor your mind in Jesus. Rehearse. Just think back. When Moses died, God tells Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, Moses, my servant, is dead. And Joshua already know Moses is dead. He hear this from God. But God tells Joshua, I want you to do some things as death has occurred. And this is going to help somebody out today. As death has occurred, or something has left you, or something has gone on, God says, amen, to Joshua, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. He acknowledged what's going on. He said, I know why you're crying. I understand. I see your tears. Your tears speak volume to me. But Joshua, I need you to get up. Someone listen to me today. God says, time for you to get up. Get up from your pity. Get up from your shame. Get up from your guilt. Get up from your hurt. Get up from your unforgiveness. Get up from your bitterness. It's time to get up. And in that moment, God tells Joshua, Joshua, you and these people are going to go to the land of promise. Moses, my servant, saw it, but you're going to receive it. There's some things you're about to receive that others only have seen. It is your time. I believe that God is releasing things in the second quarter of the year that others have seen, but you're going to receive. How many of you are going to receive it today? And God tells Joshua these final words. He said, Joshua, I need you to meditate on my word both day and night. Meditate means to study. Meditate means to eat and regurgitate, eat again and regurgitate, eat again, eat it, eat it, eat it until you are filled with my word. He tells Joshua, meditate on my word both day and night. Then Joshua, you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. Prosperity is waiting on you. Deliverance is waiting on you. Healing is waiting on you. It's time for you to declare that the strongholds in your minds are coming down. Your thoughts are now shifting. The fog is lifting. You will think clearly, live freely, and walk boldly in divine mental health. I'll challenge you. Write it down. Write down even negative thoughts you've been dealing with and replace them with a scripture that declares the truth. Speak it aloud. War with the word. Again, war with the word. Let's pray. Lord, we surrender every thought to you, every thought that contradicts your truth. Break every mental chain. Silence the lies of the enemy. Establish peace in every mind. We receive the finished work of Calvary in our thoughts, paid in full. Victory is already ours. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to When Heaven Speaks. You're not losing your mind. You're winning your battle. See you tomorrow. God bless.